And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of June, 2016. It was on this day, 1977, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline began to pump oil for the first time, the largest private construction project ever completed in United States history. 800 miles long, a pipeline 48 inches in diameter, going over three mountain ranges, crossing 34 major rivers, including the Yukon. Pumping almost 2 million barrels of crude oil every day, traveling through the pipe at about 7 miles an hour to the port of Valdez. It's the birthday of the biochemist Frederick Gowland Hopkins, born in Sussex, England, 1861. Got his degree in chemistry, and in 1901, Hopkins discovered the amino acid tryptophan. He studied diet and its effect on the body's metabolism and concluded that essential amino acids, which the body needs to produce its own proteins, was not made by the body but must be consumed as part of the diet, that there are elements in food that animals need to survive, which he called necessary nutrient factors, but we know them today as vitamins. It's the birthday of Vikram Seth, born in Calcutta, 1952, author of A Suitable Boy, the longest single-volume work of fiction in English since 1747. And it's the birthday of the guitarist Chet Atkins, born in Luttrell, Tennessee, 1924, who said, "Back then, nobody had any money. We were so poor, and everybody around us was so poor, that it was the 40s before any of us knew there had been a depression." Here's a poem by Scott Owens, "On the Days I Am Not My Father." I don't yell. I don't hold inside the day's supply of frustrations. My hands stay open all day. I don't wake tired and sore, dazed from senseless, panicking dreams. On the days I am not my father, I hold my son when he cries. Let him touch my face without flinching. Lie down with him until he falls asleep. Realize that just because he has a sharp tongue, just because he's sometimes mean, just because he's smarter than me, doesn't mean he'll become my father. On the days I am not my father, holding you is enough, until holding you is no longer enough for either of us. I listen well. I let things go unfinished in an order I didn't plan. My mouth is relaxed. My teeth don't hurt. My face stays a healthy shade of pink all day. On the days I am not my father, I don't fill the silence with my own irrational rants. I don't resent the voices of others. I don't make fun of you to make myself feel better. On the days I am not my father, I don't care who wins or loses. The news can't ruin my day. I water plants. I cook. I laugh at myself. I can imagine living without my beard, with my hair cut, without the fear of looking too much like my father. On the days I am not my father, I romp and play. I don't compare myself with everyone else. The night is always long enough. I like how much I am like my father. A poem by Scott Owens, "On the Days I Am Not My Father," from The Fractured World, published by Main Street Rag and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LegalZoom. Resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.